Hey everybody, welcome to a mini episode of How Did This Get Made? Hello to all of our new listeners there on Funny or Die. If you guys are just tuning in for the first time, don't know what a mini episode is, well, I'll tell you. Our show, How Did This Get Made, comes out twice a month. We sit around, we talk with a special guest about a bad movie, a movie that's so bad, it's good. And these are the episodes that tell you which movie we're going to watch next, so you can kind of catch up, so you can be in tandem with us, if you say. There's one guy that we love here, and I think everybody who listens to the show agrees. It's Nicolas Cage. I mean, he has given some of the most ridiculous performances of all time. We've done, I think, one or two Nick Cage movies so far, but I feel like the one that we're going to do this week is going to blow the roof off everything. Here's a little hint.
Oh, no, not the bees! Not the bees! Ah! Oh, no, my eyes! Ah!
So you've probably seen that clip on YouTube a million times, the Not the Bees clip. What movie is it from? It is from a 2006 film called The Wicker Man, a remake by Neil LaBute. Is it LaBute or LaBute? I'm going to say LaBute. Neil LaBute. I said it wrong again. I don't fucking care. And it got a 14% on Rotten Tomatoes. And it has some of the most crazy Nicolas Cage performance things ever. Now, I was going to play you the trailer, but it's just too serious. It actually makes the movie look good. I'm going to have Nick Cage explain to you what the movie's actually about.
It's like a commune of people who are mostly are controlled by the women on the island, and they are farming bees to make honey, and they make honey products. The irony is that Edward has an allergy to bees and bee stings, and so he's walking into a bee's nest.
There you have it. Who doesn't want to watch a movie about a man who is allergic to bees who goes to an island where they farm bees? If only that was what this movie was. I mean, this is full-on ridiculous Cage. I mean, there's a bear suit. There is some crazy... This is like an art film that you would have made if you were an art student and now are working in an accounting job. Like, that is the kind of film we're talking about here. Like, crazy shots of children, black and white flashbacks, crazy performance from Nick Cage. I can't highly recommend it enough. It is called The Wicker Man, and it is available on the internet. You can find it. You can rent it. Hell, you can even buy it on Amazon. I think copies are as low as 70 cents. I did that the other day. It came within 2 days. So come on. You can spend 70 cents on this cinematic masterpiece. Also, I think it's worth mentioning that we have t-shirts here. And the t-shirt figures in prominently to this movie. Our t-shirt is simply a picture of Nicolas Cage screaming. And it says, Ridiculous Cage. It's a perfect gift for anyone who loves Nicolas Cage for people who like to wear t-shirts. So that's pretty much everybody in America. Am I right? We have a very special thing coming up in our next episode. We talk about a lot of movies on this show. And one of the people involved in Skyline may or may not call in. I'm going to say may or may not because he said he's going to, but we haven't figured it all out yet. But we'll hear a little bit of In Defense of Skyline in the next episode. Thank you guys for listening. And if you're new, like I said, check out our back catalog, some of the highlights, Old Dogs, Green Lantern, Geely, and Sucker Punch. So check those out. And we will talk to you next week.
This has been an Earwolf Media production. Executive producers Jeff Ulrich and Scott Aukerman. For more information, visit earwolf.com.
Earwolf Radio Boom.com. The wolf dead.